All right, welcome everyone to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting of December 20th, 2021 at 7:02 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 25th, 2021, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Lou Esikoff? Marking absent. Mr. Michael Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Constance Hairstrom?
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin?
Here.
Okay.
I'd like to introduce tonight, taking Greg Cannon's place, he was unavailable tonight, is Christina Malama. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, you did.
And she's our attorney for tonight.
Finally, some real legal advice. Yes, kid.
Okay. I don't have an actual report tonight, so we'll just go directly to public comment. Oh, here's Michael Tipton. We were worried, Michael. Public comment on agenda items only. I will open the floor at 7:04 p.m.
Just for the public record, it looks like Lou is here. Or he was, briefly.
Very briefly, because I blinked.
As soon as I see him come on, I'll mark him.
Non-absent.
He's connecting to audio, so let's wait. Yeah. Hi, Lou. Lou, can you hear me? No.
He's on mute now.
Well, we don't see him, though, either. We usually do. There's no video.
When is someone actually considered present at the meeting? When you hear them, when you see them, when you see their name on the screen?
Well, we don't know if he sees us, if he's...
Oh, there he is.
I see his forehead.
Hi, Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Hello, Lou.
No.
You're muted, Lou.
It's dead.
Oh, there you go. All right. So we are marking Lou in at 7:06.
No, you're not. No, you're not. If you keep doing that, you know, you'll keep doing that. I'll show up at 7:30. Let's see what happens.
Well, there was no public mayor's report or public comment at 7:04. Is there anyone
from the public who would like to make any comments or questions? All right, we'll close public comment.
Michael, say something.
I said no. I said no comment.
That's good.
Okay.
We'll close at 7:06 p.m. Approval of minutes. We have the regular meeting minutes from October 18th, 2021. Do I have a motion to approve, to adopt?
I do.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, just one minor correction. Under the public portion of the meeting, Maureen Parrott is spelled two R's and two T's, not two R's and one T. That's crucially important. I think it needs to be noted.
Definitely.
I was kidding about the crucially important part.
Oh.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Did Greg warn you about us, Christina? Like half party.
I heard.
I heard you're a great bunch, so yes.
All right.
I try not to be too serious.
I will make that change. So we have a motion with that change to correct Maureen Parrott's correct spelling on her last name.
Motion to amend.
You got it.
Second.
Joe.
Second.
Okay. This amendment. Okay.
Do you need an all in favor?
No, I'll do a roll call.
Okay.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hedstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Meeting's approved. Now we have regular meeting minutes from November 15th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Yep.
Second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, regular meeting minutes from November 15th are adopted. Comes correspondence. We have a letter from Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, dated December 10th, 2021, regarding the water allocation permit renewal. We come to resolutions. Resolution 21-134, payment of bills for December 20th, 2021.
I move that we pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Second.
Oh,
that was Lou. Okay. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Adopted. Resolution 21-135, resolution authorizing the borough engineer to prepare an application for the water allocation permit renewal at a cost not to exceed $4,900.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Discussion?
No need.
We have to do that every year. Water in, water out, water missing.
Not every year, every 4 years, isn't it?
This one's every year. Yeah,
whatever, but it's...
every 4 years, water in, water out, water missing. Right. Roll call? Oh, no, do I have a motion? Do we give a motion?
If that's true, I'm a faucet.
With Mr. Esikoff and Ms. Hertzstrom.
Okay. Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, if water's in and water's out, I must be a faucet.
You must be a faucet. You must be a faucet. Where this resolution is.
With a very bad valve.
Okay, 21-135 is adopted. Resolution 21-136, resolution authorizing the borough planner to prepare an application for the water allocation. No, I'm sorry. It's my eyes.
Yeah.
Opposite. Resolution authorizing the borough planner to prepare a housing plan and fair share element and additional fair share documents for the borough business.
He presented that at the last meeting.
Correct. And the, right. His proposal went around and I did get the certification of funds from George
Lang
a few minutes before the meeting started.
Okay. I'll move that.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Okay.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 21-136 is adopted. 21-137, resolution authorizing transfer of appropriations for 2021. This is, again, something that's done yearly.
Hold on. That is my mistake. It's resolution 21-137.
You know, I thought as I was reading 20, I said to myself, I wonder why it's 20, but I just always assume.
I went back
right
in time.
Right. I always assume you're right. Well, there's a reason why it's 20. 21-137.
I'll make a motion to adopt 21-137.
I'll second it.
That was a little bit. Okay. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Bergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell? I didn't.
Yes.
I saw already. Okay, 21-137 is adopted. Resolution, it should be 21-138. Resolution canceling appropriation balances, which again is another end of the year.
I'll make a motion to adopt 21-138.
Go ahead, Joe.
I got it.
Okay, and just to note, the resolutions in your packet have the correct number on it. It's just a typo on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay, roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Kirkstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right, we come to reports of official, or I should say, Resolution 21-138 has been adopted. Reports of committee chairs, Council Member Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing new.
Okay. Council Member Essikoff, Administration.
Yes, no big changes. We're still moving along.
You're still administrating?
I'm administrating, yes, sir.
Okay.
That I do all the time.
Council Member Hamilton, Finance.
We just had a couple financial things. They're end of the year things. The transfer from buildings and grounds, $7,500, and recreation, $2,000, transferred into engineering and streets and roads. And we did that because we had a couple engineering expenditures that we didn't really anticipate to do some studies, that kind of thing. So we had to. We had money, so we moved it around as we do at the end of the year. 21-138, the resolution canceling appropriation balances, we canceled $60,000, and that was sent to surplus, which is really good news in the utility budget. It means that we had a significant surplus again for, I guess, the second year in a row. Very unusual with the budget. What's that, Joe?
I think it's the third year in a row.
Third year in a row? Okay. And it's $60,000 that could be sent to surplus that we didn't have to spend, which is, again, is great news. It's a budget that we're always concerned about. I think the reason that's happening is essentially good management of the utilities.
Exactly what I was going to say, that the utilities are running in an exemplary manner. They're really running beautifully. I think it's because if they're managed so well, they're run by professionals and they're overseen by us, and it's just, you know, running incredibly well.
And they're doing the work to repair and doing preventative maintenance, which pays dividends every single year, the next year, because what you repaired and prevented from happening means that you don't have to spend a lot of money on unanticipated repairs, emergency repairs, which can be very expensive. So I think it's paying dividends every year. It's been a very good investment, investing in professional management of both.
Well, we've also eliminated some of the past problems like overtime. We were paying excessive amounts of overtime.
Right, right. So it's all good news.
House lab. I'm really proud of how we've handled utilities.
Yeah, and that's it for my report. I just thought I'd put in some good news.
Okay. Councilmember Hurston, community development, code enforcement.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Councilmember Mauffer, Public Works.
Nothing much to report, although you may be a little curious. There's some fellas digging around the utility poles around town today, probably more than today. And apparently they're just inspecting the poles for damage and making sure they're okay. Said they have about 40 poles to do in town.
And they were also wrapping, they were digging around on Farm Lane. They were digging around the pole and wrapping it with something, maybe some waterproofing or whatever.
Great. Good.
So was that from like Verizon?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. So who is...
If I might jump in there, the poles are in place and owned by JCP&L, and as well as sending out crews to look at the trees that might affect the wires. They send out crews now to look at the poles and make sure they're in reasonable shape. So I'm pretty sure that's out of JCP&L.
Yeah, they are.
Yep. Okay. And yeah, so it's nice. Outside utilities are aware of our existence here, and that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
All right, you want to continue, Joe, with the utilities report?
Nothing much, except I think finance wants to meet. We were talking about Tamara Drive and whether we should do half of it or the whole thing. And I spoke with Carmela about that. She has no outstanding reason to do it either way, so it's pretty much up to us. So I think it'll become a financial thing, whether we want to do the entire thing or just half of it.
I just think that if we can do it, the whole thing, in the final analysis, if they don't have to schlep all of the equipment back and forth, there is a saving. It's not huge, but it certainly is a savings.
Well, if I can use Homestead Lane as an example, the first half was done in 2012. And the second half was done in 2020. But, and strictly for financial reasons, but I think the average street has a life of about 10 years. So second half of Homestead Lane, the first half is 8 years older than the second half. I feel like it's in a couple of years, it will need to be done again. So I agree. If it's possible in any way, it would be nice, be a good thing to do the whole
thing. Get it all done at one time. Bang, bang, and get it over.
If we can.
Yeah, I agree with Lou. I think we should do the whole thing. I ran some numbers, and if we just did half of it, we would be saving about $73,000, which is about 10% of the entire ticket. And we'd save about 10% for only about 50 to 70% of the work. So I'd say we should do the entire thing.
Always.
Yep.
Well, finance will meet on that and come up with a recommendation for the council. And there's a few other end of the year things that we should look at and in finance, and also look to the new year to see if there's anything that we want to, that we want to discuss in terms of projects and that kind of thing. So the week between, after the holidays, that first week of the new year, we'll probably get together.
Okay. Also, the $60,000 that was to surplus is the utilities, water and sewer utilities, are moving right along and looking better all the time. We will have to invest in the future. We're waiting for Carmela to come up with what we would have to do. So, looking good. Yeah.
I think Pine Drive should have been done. The whole of Pine Drive should have been done.
Pine Drive between Rochdale and the Triangle will be done, I believe, after the next project, after the Farm Lane project. It'll be the Pine there and then Tamara. I believe.
I think that the Pine should be done, the whole thing.
Right, because by the time the Pine gets, the second half of Pine gets done, the first half will need it again.
The part of Pine that I'm on is in reasonable shape. We have a little bit of roughage here and there. But if we're going to work on the sewer plant, we should save this part of Pine Drive until after all the heavy machinery goes back and forth, I would think. So, so there are two other projects before Pine Drive, this part of Pine Drive. So,
okay.
All right, that's it for me.
Thank you, Joe. Mike, do you have anything from either Mike from environmental?
Okay, the two there are two items from the Environmental Commission. They're both under new business.
All right, so we'll wait.
Provide any answers that you may have to regarding those.
Okay.
When you get to new business.
Sure. Okay. Does anyone have any old business they would like to us bring up? Ask. Okay.
Actually, just one thing. Sorry for the delay. My brain fried from the holiday already.
Pregnant was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, just briefly, trees, the issue of homeowners cutting down a lot of trees has reared its ugly head again not too long ago on Rochdale, where a homeowner took down pretty much all the trees on their property. And still that issue, that old business issue of how to address it is still on my mind and probably on a lot of people.
Anna and I have ordered the signs to go up.
Excellent, great. Good, yeah. Good start. Yeah.
First step, right. And most of them are traditional size, but we have one that's very large. So it'll be hard to come into town without seeing that sign.
And that was a nice,
go ahead, John.
The other suggestion I think Mike came up with also, or someone, is that there should be a mailing with the tree code and, you know, a letterhead that says, Roosevelt, don't cut the trees down. And this is the ordinance, and also include an application to have the trees looked at if you're going to cut one down. So if that went to everyone plus the signs, then there's pretty much no reason that people would have to not do the proper thing.
Well, this I've been discussing this with Greg because I think that we need to make the fines steep. Otherwise, people will just cut them
down.
They're
very steep now. Wait a minute. It's very steep. The prosecutor in Millstone, the guy on Farm Lane got nailed to the wall. It was over $1,000.
I think there's a little bit of discretion, though. I wonder, that's why I was talking to Greg, to see if there's...
Then it's our responsibility to inform the prosecutor that we want the full strength of the law. And that's all there's to it. If the word gets around that you're going to pay through the nose, let me tell you something. There won't be a tree going down.
But also we had discussed, remember, which I'm in the process of finding an arborist who will be a neutral arborist, because the way it is now, as we talked about at the last meeting, the homeowner calls the tree service, and the tree service determines whether the tree is hazardous or sick or not. Well, it behooves them to say, yes, this tree should come down, because then it's work for them.
It's their living, that's right.
So we want to hire an arborist and have the homeowner pay for the arborist, and you know, an arborist that we have on contract to come out and make the determination.
If they want to get their own arborist, it's all right too. I don't care.
But things are going. And from what I understand, because I've been asking a lot, like what are people? I've been asking our code enforcement officer, like what are the reasons that people are giving you? And he said, I really thought I might hear. I was afraid it was dangerous. It might fall on my house. It might fall on my car. But invariably, every person has said to him, I don't like to rake. Well, as I've said before, I completely understand. If you don't like to rake, that's your prerogative. That's your right. But don't move to the country. Don't move to a rural agrarian community.
That's right.
Go to a gated community, go to the suburbs, go to inner, you know, or an urban area, but don't move out here and take our trees down. I don't know about anyone else, but I've had less birds this winter than ever before. Now, I understand there are other issues affecting the birds and they're being killed rapidly, but there's still not a lot of birds here. And, you know, as they keep developing and developing millstone, usually everything flocks here because they're losing all their habitat. So, I mean, we just have to do whatever we can to save the trees. Personally, I just don't understand this new mindset of not wanting to rake. But, you know, we've got to, it's our responsibility to stop this.
Oh, listen, there are a couple of places where they cleared them right down.
More than a couple, Lou. Unfortunately, more than a couple.
Right. The synagogue was one. Farm Lane was another.
Eleanor Lane, almost every street. Tamara.
We may want to revisit the ordinance just to take a look at it and see if we can change it, make it stronger, right. Possibly hold contractors accountable.
I would make it a lot simpler.
Yeah,
more direct. And simple that everybody could understand it, and put a big number on transgressors.
Well, you may also want to put a per tree. You know, it seems to me that the fine should be in accordance with the amount of damage done. If somebody takes down one tree, you know, relatively small tree, that's one thing. If somebody clear cuts 10 huge trees on their property, perhaps there ought to be something in the fines that gives us the discretion to charge on top of the standard penalty, a per tree kind of penalty too.
But also, I know if you remove more than, I don't remember, 250 square feet, I don't remember, freehold soil conservation gets involved, because then you have all the runoff. It's a terrible situation. Many years ago, you might know, the city of Boston put up signs instead of saying no parking that said, don't even think about parking here. And I was thinking about having signs that said, don't even think about cutting down a tree until you obtain a permit. So I don't know if that would catch people's attention, but you know, might be a good idea.
Mike Hamilton has it right. I think we have to go back and review it. And Mike Tipton, if I may, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael Tipton reviewed it with me one day, and he had some very good ideas also. He shortened it and make it to the point. And not contradictory or redundant.
Well, we should revisit this right after reorg.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, on to new business. So use of Barrow Hall, the Environmental Commission is asking for the use of the Barrow Hall for stream monitoring the third weekend of every month during the winter months, except the third weekend in January.
Right, Anna's been working with them with dates, so we're still holding off on a set of dates, but it looks like January 15th, January 16th, then the February 26th, 27th, and March 26th, 27th. Okay. Anybody have any objections?
Well, the 15th, would that be at night? Isn't RAP have a thing on the 15th of January?
It's not at night. I think generally they do it midday.
Oh, okay.
Midday. It might be like an hour.
Yeah, and that's all. And it just uses the kitchen briefly for water, I suppose. And it's very like minimal use of the facilities.
When I was on the commission, they were checking the microinvertebrates, doing a count of them. So probably something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have a motion?
So moved.
I'll move it. Second.
Okay, so I got Michael first, Michael Hamilton, and Joe Tremel second. Okay, all in favor for
commission?
Aye.
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 Any objections? Okay. All right, Environmental Commission usage passes. We come to the storm drain program. Mike, I know that you're on correspondence as well, but Kathleen went back as far as 6 months, and we have no actual correspondence about this, only you mentioning it at the last meeting with the adopted drain, but we have no correspondence.
Yeah, I know. Ellen Silverman has been the one who's been most interested in doing this. And our idea is that people would just would commit to cleaning a specific storm drain, that's, you know, presumably near their homes or something,
right,
just to avoid having leaves pile up. But just the council endorsing this concept.
So you would advertise for volunteers?
Yeah, we'd look for volunteers. Just right, exactly. The Environmental Commission will publicize it, invite people to participate. Exactly.
Give them a gold star after they do it.
Sorry?
Award.
Now, does an ordinance need to be established to adopt a storm drain, Christina?
No, not really. Just a matter of asking people to volunteer to keep them clean. That's all.
And that's doesn't require any ordinance. Person gets naming rights to that sewer?
Is that it or a gold star?
As long as it's on a volunteer basis.
Yes, Christina, so let's let her have the floor.
So as long as it's on a volunteer basis, an ordinance should not be required, but I will definitely confirm with Greg and make sure. But if it's a volunteer basis, it shouldn't need an ordinance.
It's like adopting a street, you know, like you
right,
see.
Yeah.
No big deal. I have two rakes I can give you.
And gloves?
Gloves, yes.
Okay, Mike, so you can go back to the Environmental Commission and tell them to work it out, however, best.
Okay.
All right, we've come to
public comment.
Public comment at 7:34 p.m. Any item at all? Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on anything?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to close public comment at 7:34 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Christina, do we have the need for a closed session?
I don't believe so. There's nothing on the agenda, and I don't have anything, so.
Oh, my.
Okay, well, a couple things. I want to mention that reorg is Tuesday, January 4th.
At what 7 is? O'clock.
Reorganization. Our first meeting of the year is January 4th, 2022 at 7 p.m. And this is our last meeting this year. I was hoping we could have a small, intimate, you know, just sort of council people and borough employees having like a little Christmas get together. But now, of course, it's just not a good idea. So I want everyone to have a happy, healthy, fruitful holiday, a good new year.
Can you just mention that this is rescheduled and it's going to still be done by Zoom?
Okay, so hold off on the holiday wishes. The meeting will be Zoom.
Do we have a schedule for meetings for next year?
No, that will be
May. It's being done now.
And that will be on reorg.
Mm-hmm. We went over the calendars. There actually will be a few changes over the course. Some years we don't really have to change anything.
One meeting every quarter?
Yeah. If all. If all.
Can I get a second on that?
Yeah.
I'll make that motion anytime.
So just one is looking at the schedule from last January, or January of 21. It did say that our reorg was January 6th, but we changed that for a number of reasons, and so it's just in case you happen to look at an old agenda where it said January 6th, it's January 4th.
And that was, we advertised that, correct?
It's going to be in the paper, both papers, this Friday, and it's getting posted on the website.
All right. Is that a double meeting? Is that a regular meeting and a reorg?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, have a great holiday, everyone. I'm sorry we can't get together in any way, but stay safe, stay healthy.
You too.
Same to you.
You promised.
Same to you.
I'm turning it too because I want to wish everybody a safe and healthy new year. Please.
Oh, God. Amen.
Thanks.
And those that partake, Merry Christmas.
No virus, no mask, no staying inside.
Okay. Peggy, thank you for speaking for the trees. You're like the Lorax.
Yes.
You speak for the trees.
If you knew what I really thought and what I'd really like to say, because this is an enigma to me. I mean, I
can't say that. You can't say that during an official meeting, so don't say it.
I've lived here for 47 years, and Lou has lived here much longer than that, and Michael a couple of years before that. I've just never seen.
No, this is massacre. This is really a massacre.
I call it something harsher than that, but this is just a mystery to me. I don't understand it at all. But there's something you don't understand and you go, oh, well, that's not my cup of tea. This is not understanding with a healthy dose of I'm freaking out and I'm upset all the time. And I just don't know what else to say. I don't understand it.
You know, when I came here, there were a lot of the original settlers, and nobody cut trees down.
They couldn't plant fast enough. That's what they did.
They didn't. They worshipped them. Trees were really an important thing to them.
When you have a professional company standing in front of a tree, and they're paid to take it down, and the men standing there are saying, this is a sin for this tree to come down. And that's exactly what happened last spring, where a professional tree company, that's what they do for a living, they cut down trees, trim trees, and they said, this is a sin to take this tree down. You know it's reached a crucial point.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay. Happy holiday, everyone.
Okay.
Happy holiday.
We're going during the meeting?
11 and 3. We get 2 full weeks off, a little more.
Okay, before we go, I need a motion to adjourn.
You got it.
Second was Joe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Short meeting tonight.
All right, all we okay. are at 7:40.
You ain't been to a meeting like this before, have you?
This one was pretty short. It was nice meeting all of you. Happy holidays.
Okay. You too.
Nice to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.